You should not make noise in class. You should not waste time. One should never be lazy. We should remain united. We must work together as a team. You must have a goal in life. All of these sentences are suggestions. When we use should or must, it means that it is good if you do it, but the effect is more of an advice rather than being a direct command. So it's not an order. It is still up to you to decide whether you want to take the advice or not. But yes, it would be good, or the person giving you the advice feels that it would be good if you follow this advice. Let's take some more examples. You should not waste time watching movies. You should work hard. You should not be rude to your parents. The security staff should not sleep on duty. Uncle Sam should stop smoking now. All of these sentences are suggestions. It's good if you follow these things, but eventually the decision rests with you. You have to decide whether you want to take the advice or you don't want to take the advice. Some more examples using must. You must work really hard. You must not hurt others. You must not drink and drive. You must not lose hope. Again, suggestions. The difference between suggestions using should and the suggestions using must is that when you use must, the advice is stronger. So when I say you should work hard, I'm saying, okay, you should work hard. It's good that you work hard. When I say you must work hard, then I'm suggesting it very strongly. No, you must work hard. The force of suggestion is more when you use must. So when we are using should and must, there are a couple of key points that we should remember. First thing is that most of these sentences are essentially suggestions. So while you are making your opinion clear, you feel that something is good for the listener, and that is why you are making that suggestion. The ultimate decision lies with the person you are talking to. So you should not make noise in class means I suggest that you do not make noise in class, but still the ultimate decision lies with you. And the second key point is that when I use must, the force of suggestion is stronger. Let's close with a couple more examples. You should take good care of your health, and you must not eat oily food. You must not jump a red light. We should focus on how we can make the country a better place. You should aim to have a good life for yourself and for your family. You must not steal. You must work hard.